Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Hey, welcome back. You're back. Good on you. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Chris Welsh, that's Scott Bogman. What are you listening? How are you listening to this? You're listening on the website? Listening on the free app. Fantasy Sports has an app. But you can also listen on two very, very cool places. How about TuneIn? I know. Bogman, you're a big TuneIn guy, aren't you?
Love TuneIn. Yeah. The reason I'm a big TuneIn guy is because at my old job that I don't work at anymore, as of today.
Oh, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm starting a whole
new
job. Is
it this show,
job.
By the way? Did you just quit the show on air?
No, I did not. I used to work college football Saturdays, and you know, you pay your subscription fee, and you get all those radio calls. Like, the MLB app for radio, awful. Couldn't be worse. College football one is just all over the place, but you can get every single college football game. The one thing is that the Texas game, which is the one that I want, comes in super low. Like, the volume is off. FNTSY, perfect volume, 100%. And I contacted TuneIn, they're like, yeah, that's on, you know, the IMG Texas radio.
We'll see. People, you get any issues, you don't want to listen just on the app for whatever reason or on the website, go to TuneIn or iHeartRadio. We are on all of those. You can stream this show every Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Listen to us live and in stereo, I guess. I would say Technicolor, but that's a TV thing. We can't do that. But you can listen to us in stereo and tune in, iHeart, or the app. No reason to not, because you can also catch the podcast. Podcast is on Spotify, or it's on iTunes. You just search In This League. Not only will you find all of our podcasts, but you will find the Fantasy Sports Radio Network podcast feed. 3 hours. I mean, I promise you, there are not many more podcasts that provide, at least podcast hosts that provide you more content between what, I mean, right now we're doing two baseball, two football on full 60. You're doing a football at our In This League football. I'm doing prospect one, and we got 3 hours here. I mean, you and I are doing about 6 to 8 hours of content a week.
We may have more content than wrestling does per week.
It's close. It's definitely close.
It's got to be close.
Do you ever get that itch, by the way, to like get back into wrestling?
No.
I get that itch, and then I'm like, no, I'm good.
Maybe for a second. Like, I'll tell you where I get it. I get it during the Royal Rumble, because Royal Rumble was always my favorite wrestling event
over WrestleMania
of the year. Over WrestleMania. I like the actual Royal Rumble. Like, I don't like, I, you know, the championship matches are fun and everything, but the one where, you know, they're throwing 30 people out of the ring over the top rope, you gotta like that.
Royal Rumble is actually really cool,
and it's at Chase Field this year.
We gotta go.
That's what I was thinking. So I was like, so you said the itch. I don't really, just for the sheer fact of time, you know what I mean? Because isn't Raw like 3 hours? Someone told me it's 3 hours.
Oh my god, you want to know what someone told me? Because I didn't watch 1 minute of it. Someone that watched WrestleMania said it was 7 hours.
I mean, how?
How do you have the time to do it? Dude, I get antsy in the, like, seventh inning of a baseball game. I'm like,
I mean, I can sit for 7 hours with no problem. Sitting is one of my favorite pastimes, but that's a lot of wrestling. I don't know if there's one thing that outside of football that I could sit for 7 hours.
I think it included, like, pre-show. I think it was, like, WrestleMania was, like, 5 hours, and they had, like, 2 hours of pre-show.
Okay.
That's wild.
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't have to watch the pre-show. So,
I mean, how do you have that much? I mean, we're doing a three-hour show, and we're like, how do you do that much? I don't know. We should go, though.
Well, you can break us up and listen to us in segments. Like WrestleMania, you got to watch all that night.
We should do, like, live reports from there.
I guess it's just one night. It's kind of like the draft.
Can we get in free? Media?
I don't think so.
We should apply right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it for us, but we can try.
I think so. We got a wrestling podcast on our network.
I've been to non-baseball events at Chase Field, and they're pretty good. I go to the Cactus Bowl every single year. It's fun.
I've been to, I don't remember what bowl it was. It was at Chase Field.
Who was playing?
It was Rutgers, and it was the Ray Rice Rutgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not Peyton Hillis. Leonard. Who is the white fullback running back?
Oh, Jim Leonard.
No, that's a safety.
For Wisconsin, right?
No, yeah, you're right. I'm that's talking a running back. He was like the other Rutgers running back with Ray Rice.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, that was whatever that game was. You know what? I think it was Virginia Tech and Rutgers.
I went to Virginia Tech and Cal, and I watched Marcus Vick was the quarterback there.
So we just saw a couple scumbags, apparently.
And D'Angelo Hall was a cornerback for Virginia Tech. That's D'Angelo Hall retired. That's how long ago that Cactus Bowl was. It was the Insight.com Bowl.
Yeah, I think it was the Insight Bowl. I think that's what it was. I got in media, though, so no big deal. No big deal, Bachman. I don't pay for things at all. I need to get in, like, free.
Alert.
That is true. All right, we were talking some football on the other side of last hour. We're talking about Dez Bryant. And the value stuff just has me wondering. I mean, you know how you could have, you know, sniffed it out from a mile away, where I bring up the topic of, okay, Dez Bryant, where does he sit? You know, you said about 30. You were almost spot on apparently on Fantasy Pros, where they have him as the 28th wide receiver. If he's got a home, this 29-year-old wide receiver, do you think he is going to turn himself into a value in a range where you're contemplating, do I take Sammy Watkins or Devin Funchess or Dez Bryant? Does Dez Bryant have the most upside of this crew? I mean, Corey Davis could. He's behind him. I'm looking Shepard. Devontae Parker at 37. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to have Devontae Parker ahead of Dez Bryant, to be honest.
He's going to come way up, even though Tannehill's his quarterback.
Tannehill.
But no, I actually don't think so. I think that Crabtree's a one. Let's not forget that. Like, Crabtree, you know, he may not be the best wide receiver. He may not be super healthy all the time. He may have a bunch of chains broken by Aqib Talib, but he's a number one option in Baltimore at this point. I still like Marvin Jones because the Lions throw the ball a ton. I'm coming down on Robert Woods because Cooper Kupp is going to come up, and they got Brandon Cooks. So those guys kind of wash each other out. Pierre Garçon's the number one for San Francisco for as long as he's healthy. Corey Davis is a number one for Tennessee. So, well, I mean, Rishard Matthews is pretty good too, but he's a 1B.
Agree with me or do you not agree with me that he could be that Dez Bryant could be a value now that he's dropping?
I don't think he is.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
No, I think he's going appropriately. I don't think that he's overvalued or undervalued at this point. I think he's going right about where he should be. I think he's probably like a, you know, 50 to 60 catches, 825 yards, and 6 touchdowns guy.
Okay. So, I mean, you see it's going to be one of those, like, false prophet type of value players.
Yeah. Someone is going to take him too high because they believe in him or say, oh, man, how is Dez Bryant still around? And they're going to pick him up, like you said, off name brand value, and I would rather have Marvin Jones.
Maybe here's a debate. Dez Bryant or Corey Davis?
That's not a debate to me. I'm taking Corey Davis.
You are all on the Corey Davis train.
I still like Corey Davis.
I traded him in Dynasty, and you and I were going back and forth about it, but I feel like I got a good return.
No, you did. My thing was you flipped Corey Davis, and you got back Jerick McKinnon, and I wasn't wholly and completely convinced that your Niners were just going to abandon drafting.
I did it the day before Kyle Shanahan announced that he's like the guy.
Right. So I just didn't think they would abandon drafting any type of offensive skill position help in this draft, which had a lot of offensive skill position help. So, and he did. So it was
okay trade for me. Yeah, exactly.
I think it was fair.
It's a three-sport league. It's like a gauntlet league, as we would call it. It's multiple sports. So I traded like a baseball minor leaguer, and then we swapped first-round picks, and that was about it. So it worked out for me.
right? I think so. Yeah. Okay.
So I just think Des Bryant's an interesting conversation. We will probably extend it. We've got some projects we're working on that will probably answer some of these questions. But at the end of the day, Bogman and I both wholeheartedly agree that Des Bryant will have a home, regardless of the rumors of Des Bryant could retire. Nobody wants him, you know, league minimum, blah, blah, blah. I think that's probably somebody out there that's probably trying to spread some noise. There's probably a team or two that just doesn't have any interest in him. And somehow it's leaking out that, you know, 3/4 of the NFL don't want him at league minimum or at all. Someone's going to have Des Bryant. I think
why would Pittsburgh want him? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So well, you know, why would teams with great wide receivers, why would the Lions?
You know who I liked? I like when you said Arizona, because Arizona's a place where, like, he can't come in and dominate. Like, Larry Fitzgerald is the leader. Like,
if he screams at anybody, Larry's just going to be like, hey, shut up.
He's going to respect the hell out of Larry. I actually really like that one. Go get Bradford, you know, two big possession options, and then Christian Kirk, you know, who kind of another one, but he can be a little bit more speedy. I actually think that one is a completely fascinating one, especially because Arizona kind of semi thinks they're going to compete in this division this year, based on, you know, getting Sam Bradford and Larry's almost out of here. I think that is 100% a move that team should look at doing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it would be a great fit, and I don't know if they compete, but they could, you know, they could make some noise at least. They need more options.
Make some noise. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL draft. And the running back specifically. This will be the most important fantasy pieces, I think, because I've spent a decent amount of time kind of trashing the wide receivers from this class. I'm not a big fan. I think there's some guys. There's always going to be guys. There's always, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster busted out, and he is an incredibly fun option. And there's going to be some guys in this list. One, actually, that we should talk about in the next segment that I kind of positioned as maybe one of the top guys that no one would think of for this coming year. But as far as the running backs go, how excited are you at this class? Because I look here,
there's a ton of value.
I see eight guys that I think could have legitimate impact this year, and I think there's another four or five that could start sneaking in, and we could have some serious impact this year. But there are going to be some fantasy studs out of this list.
Well, Saquon Barkley, if you don't listen to In This War Room at InThisLeague.com, you should. I was talking to John Lobb, and he said he's already done two best ball leagues. He's like, I'm such a crack addict psycho when it comes to football. He's already done a couple best ball leagues.
Over at Fantrax, by the way.
At Fantrax, yep.
You want to go do a best ball? You want to get hooked up? Use a promo code ITL at Fantrax. You're going to get hooked up with a best ball. Go do it. Go do it right now. Just telling you. ITL.
So, Saquon Barkley. Why don't you take a crack at his ADP? I mean,
is it anywhere where, remember, we did an early draft and I took him at 7 overall.
That high.
Oh, it's not that high. I will say 11.
10.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's between 9 and 10. It's like 9.8.
I bet person who has the wheel pick on a 12 is dying for him. Never going to happen.
Especially in a PPR league, man, because the dude is going to, he's going to catch a million balls. He's a first rounder. So, I mean, look.
No doubt, first round pick, not even a question.
Not even a question.
I agree.
So, he is a first round pick. Everyone is going to be talking about him. But I tell you what, man, there's a lot of value with the rest of these. And I did the live stream during the draft, the Welsh, and we talked about
it. How did you survive that, by the way? You did so many hours of live streaming. Were there any horrible people?
That bad. Yeah, I had one guy that would just wanted to S-talk Steeler fans. So,
that was his thing. Well, because we had horrible people when you did it last time. But the horrible people, yeah. He just wanted to...
I had a guy with a really funny name. It was Chronic Masturbator Smurf. That was his YouTube name. He would disappear for a little while and then come back. And then I'm like, well, I know what you just did.
Okay. So. You just got to get it out. Okay. But one guy was just trash talking the Steelers.
Yeah. Like, you know, because I have the big Steelers flag, and he's like, oh, Steelers fans are so pretentious. And I'm like, okay. And then he'd be like,
Cowboys fan.
The audacity of Steelers fans. And I'm like, anything else?
That doesn't even make sense.
People are stupid.
People are so dumb.
Yeah, I don't get it. So he's probably Dude, I was just happy that no one asked me to turn the camera around towards the television.
Like they did the first one.
That only thing that people on Periscope did. That's all they
turn
wanted.
Turn that around, man. Like, dude, this
we
is about watching.
We're trying to see your fat face, man. Turn it around. Come on, man.
Come on. The whole point is to look at your face.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, you know, Twitter probably, anyone reports me, Twitter shut my stuff down immediately because I'm broadcasting the draft. So, but
MLB, you're going to get banned for life.
Right, right. And I don't want any of that. So I asked the question, who is the number two running back in this draft on day three after a lot of these guys have gone? And I got five different answers. Who the second quarterback running back behind Saquon Barkley is. I heard Geis, Ronald Jones, Rashad Penny, Kerryon Johnson, Nick Chubb, and Sony Michel. I had six options, actually. So
someone said Kerryon Johnson is number two.
Yeah, when I put that poll up on Twitter, someone was like, no love for Kerryon, shake my head. So, and I think, look, you know, I think Kerryon is probably, I mean, for this year, you could put him ahead of Nick Chubb just because they got Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson there. But it's going to be fairly close, I would say, between those two. You know, LeGarrette
Blount. You going to put Kerryon Johnson ahead of Chubb?
No, I'm going to put Chubb ahead.
All right.
But you know, I definitely thought about it for a second, and I guarantee you someone is cut from Detroit. That's going to happen.
You've been pretty adamant about that. Well, let's do
this. I think Amir Abdullah is going to get cut.
Yeah, you've been saying that. Let's do this. When we come back from the break, Bogman and I, we will talk about these running backs, talk about a few of our favorites. You want detailed and in-depth analysis on it, be on the lookout and make sure you're subscribing to the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, where one of our next episodes, couple episodes, probably the next one that Bogman and I do together, we will definitely be breaking some of these suckers down. You know, we'll be going through a list of, you know, the running backs, the lower guys, where our depth is and kind of what the rank talk is. But let's talk about a couple of our favorites, because I'm going to answer the question of who is number two on my list. You can do the same. A couple more. Maybe we'll get into some receivers and then obviously baseball in the next hour and maybe at the end of the hour. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. That's Bogman. I am the Welsh. I was about to switch our names there for a minute, but don't go anywhere. We're still us, I promise.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right. Fantasy football conversation.
I love and hate that rejoin, by the way.
Oh, why?
Because now all I want is Carl's Jr.
Ah, fair point. It is a fair point. We are talking fantasy football, NFL draft coverage, and the running backs. So when we left, obviously Saquon Barkley is the number one. There's a list of guys that are going to have major impact, but Bogman had asked the question of who is number two, and there was a million different answers. Who is your number two?
Darius Geis.
Without question. Is it even close? Is it a tier of Barkley his own, Geis is his own, and then everyone else?
No. I think there's a couple other guys you can put in there. I think it's between Geis, Jones, and Penny for this season. If we're going Dynasty, I'm still going to have Chubb number two. But for this season, it's Geis, Jones, and Penny. You know, a lot of people like Rashad Penny because he was drafted so high, and the Seahawks are going, like, they're going to use him. He's easily the best back on this roster now. But they still have some offensive line stuff to sort out. I mean, they fixed it a little bit. You know, they traded for Dwayne Brown. They did draft, I believe it was Jamarco Jones from Ohio State to compete at tackle. They brought in another guard, but it's still subpar. So I'm not as excited as other people are. But Ronald Jones, also another guy that is easily the best talent on the roster from day one. But Darius Geis was so good. I know he comes with off the field stuff or attitude problems or whatever it is, but he's going to blow the doors off of this this Redskins running back room.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, from a talent standpoint, that's where I always have a struggle, because I look at guys like Barkley is Barkley. We look at guys like Geis and Chubb, where they're both immense talents. I think Chubb's talent alone, I would have loved to see him be put in the situation of going to Washington or Tampa Bay. I mean, it would be
It'd been amazing.
It would be unreal. He'd be the no doubt. He'd be the no doubter.
He would be
two.
That like, yeah, his own tier type
yeah,
of guy.
He would 100%. Own his own tier if it happened. Chubb's talent enough should make him relevant, but I don't want to like say that. I don't want to distinguish Chubb and Geis, because I think they're in similar situations. I think there are some guys in Washington, maybe not as pronounced as Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde, but Chris Thompson is going to get his run. And yep. I definitely could be wrong about Samaje Perine getting any run, and it could just go directly and immediately to Darius Geis. But I think
Perine sucks.
Yeah, but I think there's issues with Geis or things he needs to learn. We don't know what type of headache is going to come with it. Chubb doesn't have that, but he's got a little bit more established in front of him. So that's why I lean Ronald Jones. I think Ronald Jones goes into the best, besides Barkley, it is the best situation to jump in and be the starter from day one.
His situation's even better than Barkley's if you're just looking at flat out situation, because Jonathan Stewart signed with the Giants.
And, yeah.
You know, he's a guy
that's a good point.
How many Twitter animals are going to get on and be super pissed off because
When John Stewart vultures a touchdown.
When he gets a carry.
Yeah.
Get that idiot off the field, man. It's Saquon Barkley time. That's what you're going to hear.
You're 100% right. Well, dude, you even go look at Rashad Penny. You know, Carson's still out there. I don't like it's
yeah,
a thing.
TJ Prosise is still there, too. I get what you're saying. You look at Tampa Bay, and they have I think there's a little bit with that with Tampa Bay. I think the talent is worse. You know, Peyton Barber was their number one, who was an undrafted free agent. Jacquizz Rodgers came over from Chicago and got some playing time, but Charles Sims can still catch the ball.
Sure.
So I think they have a little bit of that in Tampa Bay, but you're right. And that's why I mean, Ronald Jones is my three.
He's my number two.
And I said he was in that tier of those three guys. So I love Ronald Jones, and I feel like I was higher on Ronald Jones going into the draft than most people were.
Yeah, you were. I remember you and I talking about him. And these could change. You know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, fantasy football running backs in May. And, you know, Bogman and I, we've got a project we're working on. We're going to be working on ranks. Our ranks are going to be out probably earlier than they've ever been. You know, so inthisleague.com is a place to go. But I plan on doing I'm going to do a sit down and rewatch just a lot of like tape and film on these guys, because I just want to reestablish it in my brain. But I feel like Ronald Jones to me is going to be like a clear cut guy. Like if you go look at running backs here, I got Fantasy Pros pulled up. I'm going to move to tier. Okay, let me ask you this. With Geis, is Geis or Joe Mixon?
I think I'm still probably going to lean towards Joe Mixon now that Jeremy Hill
is
gone.
So that is tier three on Fantasy Pros of running backs. And up is like Howard, Drake, McKinnon, Barkley.
Drake that much. I'll move Drake down. But the rest of those guys, I would keep ahead of him.
Okay, tier four. Let's see. Why is this ad on here? Go away. Tier four has got Derrick Henry, Alex Geis. Collins, Deion Lewis, Jay Ajayi, Chris Thompson, Duke Johnson, Marlon Mack, Lamar Miller, and Tevin Coleman. You put Geis ahead of maybe everybody?
Most of those guys, I tell you who I like out of this group. I like Mack if he can recover from that shoulder injury.
Return of the Mack.
I like Lamar Miller just because we don't know how far behind Deontay Foreman's going to be, because he got hurt late in the year and they didn't draft anyone really to help out there in Houston.
Do you
and
like Alex, ahead of?
No. I say I would like them in that same range of Darius Geis. Like, so I would put, like, out of this tier, I would put Henry. I would put him in
Henry
this.
Henry is the top.
I would put him ahead of Henry, though. You know what? Actually, I would put him in the next tier. I put him in tier three and
so
leave
the
this
last
tier
one.
Four.
So he's the bottom of tier three.
He would
three,
be the
Geis.
Bottom of tier three, 100%. Well, Drake would be, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you would keep Drake in tier three, though? You would move him to tier four?
Yes, I would move. I keep him in tier three. Yeah.
Okay. Because I look at this and I think this, you know, if we're going by Fantasy Pros right now, I could put myself. It's interesting, too. Oh, you know what? Actually, now I'm looking. I was about to say, it's interesting. They don't have the rookies. The rookies actually start in tier five. They start in tier five.
Geis, well, I mean, Barkley's up there at 12.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot Barkley's there. But Geis is 28 overall. And this is on, I should have this. I have it on PPR. Geis is 28 overall. Rashad Penny is next at 29. And Ronald Jones is 35. These are all tier five. I feel like all three of those guys for me are going to be, would be a version of tier four in here. And I'd probably put Ronald Jones right behind Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I could see putting Ronald Jones ahead of Derrick Henry, because Ronald Jones, while he's not, you know, he's not going to come in and be Chris Thompson or anything, he can catch the ball. And Derrick Henry just, you know, isn't, he's not going to be doing that because they have Deion Lewis to catch the ball.
It's a good point.
Deion Lewis might just flat out beat Derrick Henry for that job.
Don't say that. They can't do that.
Well, I'm just saying that I don't know that that will happen, but that is going to be the struggle between those guys going into the year. It's just like Jay Ajayi, you know, with Philly. It's everyone projected a running back to Philly because Jay Ajayi just, you know, he's good when he wants to play, but he gets this little attitude problem. And Corey Clement was really good down the stretch for them. And they had Donnell Pumphrey coming off of injury reserve this year. I don't know if he's much more than a special teamer, but he can make a little bit of noise, too. So there's some issues with a lot of these running backs.
Okay, so let's talk. Give me a guy we haven't talked about. Give me a non of those players, essentially Chubb up. A player we'll call a little bit more of a sleeper-ish running back from this class that you like. Just one, and I'll give you one of mine. And I have two, because if you take one, I can take the other.
Yeah, I mean, yours is Royce Freeman, so I'll leave that.
That was one of them. Yeah, Royce Freeman is actually 100% one that I would.
Dude, Lob has Royce Freeman at two.
Whew, yeah.
So I'm sorry, three. He goes Barkley, Geis, Freeman. Because mainly because he's a Broncos fan and he hates the other running backs.
He's a homer. Yes, Denver. Freeman is one of them. If you pick, I'll be surprised if you pick my next guy, but I'll tell him if you don't.
I like Kalen Ballage for the simple fact that I don't like Kenyon Drake that much. I think they're kind of the same type of player. So I could just see, you know, if Kalen Ballage looks good in camp, he looks a little bit more explosive than Kenyon Drake. I don't see them having a problem moving right over to Kalen Ballage. And he was good in the process, too. He was good in the bowl games. He got a lot of compliments there. His combine was kind of average-ish, but he didn't hurt himself. So I kind of like him, too.
Wide receivers. Let's look at those guys. I've kind of, you know, bashed the overall talent level. There definitely could be some guys, you know, I mean, that could be a silly goose when it's all said and done, where they could be a lot better. DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, you got Kirk, Sutton, James Washington. There's a lot of interesting guys. I was watching some, I'm becoming a Dante Pettis guy now. He was doing some periscopes with the Niners, and I was like, kind of like him.
Well, look, you know, and that's kind of a double-edged sword. You can, because I'm reading up about Terrell Edmonds, and I like the man. You know, you can like the player, but you can still disagree with where they were selected. You know, or who they were selected over. It doesn't make you, you know, at the end of the day, you want what's best for your team. And if you think a different player, it would have been better at that spot. You can still disagree with that, but you don't have to hate the guy coming in.
Yeah, as a 49er fan, I wanted Christian Kirk. Right. That's who I wanted. So I was kind of bummed about it. I want to save the sleeper guy that I have highlighted here, Bogman, for a conversation after here. But Who is your target or targets as far as wide receivers go that you're actually going to consider in this year's draft? It's going to probably be a combination of DJ Moore, Ridley, Kirk, Sutton. Don't mention the guy I want to mention here. Are there any other guys? Like, give me one or two.
Moore. I mean, Moore is in a tier of his own, as far as my opinion goes, because they need wide receiving options in Carolina. I understand a lot of people are going to be hesitant because it's Cam Newton, who doesn't throw 50 passes a game, anything like that. But if he falls in love with DJ Moore, he's going to be force feeding him the ball. And even Steve Smith said it. He said, they finally have replaced me in Carolina, because like Steve Smith wants to live with DJ Moore. He loves DJ Moore. And you know, he's in a better situation and he's already fairly polished. I think Calvin Ridley is the most polished and ready to go out of this group. But I would say DJ Moore. I like Christian Kirk a lot in Arizona just because the third option is J.J. Nelson and Ricky Seals-Jones is their tight end. I mean, David Johnson is really the number two receiving option. But Christian Kirk could be available immediately, and he will return punts and kicks from day one. Sutton's a little bit buried, and I like Anthony Miller, too, in Chicago, but they got a lot of options in Chicago. So there's not too much to pull away from this class for immediate impact.
So I've got Moore at one. Kirk is my number two. I'm going to probably have Ridley as my four. Number three is the interesting one, which where we kind of naturally just kind of got into this conversation over at Full 60 with our co-host, Joe Pisapia. But I had kind of posed the question, is it ridiculous to think that a guy like Michael Gallup, who was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, we talk about situations like Ronald Jones. I mean, you look at this list, nobody is put in a better situation than Michael Gallup. It's the number one situation for a wide receiver based on you know, the available talent that's around him. Michael Gallup could be, I mean, he could be the number one fantasy producer.
He is, Michael Gallup is 2018 Cooper Kupp.
Oh, I like that.
That's what he is. So he may not have gone first. He may have gone a little bit lower than a lot of these guys, but because of need, dude's going to be pressed into action immediately. So, you know, Michael Gallup, it is absolutely not absurd to say that he's going to be a top three or four wide receiver. A lot of people are going to just put him at two because of his situation. So, yeah, there's a lot of value in Michael Gallup for this season. Now, moving forward, you just never know because you don't know if the Cowboys are going to go out and sign a big time free agent at wide receiver next season. The draft next year is wide receiver heavy, so they could spend an early pick on a wide receiver next year. So I would move him. He would definitely be higher for this season to me than he would be for future seasons.
Yeah, I mean, I look at him for redraft stuff, and I feel like he's a target type of guy. He's one of those that, you know, they're all going to be cheap. You know, I should have looked when we were looking at those wide receiver PPR options. I'm going to go and see if I can find. I want to find when the first rookie wide receiver shows up on this list.
I think it's Moore, and it was below Dez Bryant.
DJ so. Moore, 65. Wide receiver.
They haven't worked in those guys yet on those lists. So I bet you there's some list where he's just not on there.
Yeah. So Calvin Ridley, 66 on their list. So, I mean, you're probably talking about last round picks that these wide receivers are going to go.
Everybody but Moore. Moore is definitely not going to be a last round pick.
I mean, I'm being relative to like 11, 12, 13 over. You think Moore is going to be in the single digits?
I don't know if he'll be in the single digits. I'm trying to give me that tier. Go to tier five-ish. I'm not on it.
Okay, tier five, you've got.
What number does that start with?
25 to 34 wide receivers. There's some good wide receivers in here. The bottom guy is Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, I would put him right around there. You know what? Tier six is better.
Okay, so you've got. Yeah.
You're looking at DJ Moore versus Chris Hogan, DJ Moore versus Will Fuller versus Robbie Anderson, Jordy Nelson. I think that's kind of the group he belongs in. It's a, you know, you're looking at established guys that are kind of either hard number twos or 1A on a team. Like Chris Hogan is probably a 1B, 1C on the Patriots. You know, Robbie Anderson is a 1A on the Jets. Like Inunua could be big. Someone else could step up. Marquise Goodwin is behind Garcon now. Randall Cobb is behind Devontae Adams right now. So Sexy Julian can't stay healthy. So he's probably in that
group. You take Edelman or Moore?
Oh.
I'd take Edelman still.
Probably take Edelman. Yeah, because if he's playing, he's Tom Brady's like favorite target. So
yeah. He's the guy.
He's the AJ Pollock of football, though.
It's a pretty good comp. All right, well, that's a nice little refresher kind of talking, and not even just a refresher, but just kind of a recap of the NFL draft and some of our thoughts. But I remind you, if you guys want to dig deeper, you got two different options. You have got Full 60 Fantasy Football. Well, I'll admit, I think a lot of what we do at Full 60, it's a lot of conversation. It's Pizapia, there's three of us, there's three hosts. It's just, it's kind of, we're storyboarding ideas. At In This League, with the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, I think that's where we get really in depth. We're going to really break it down. We do a lot of different themes. We're going to have rank episodes. We do mock drafts. It's a heavy, heavy, hardcore fantasy football fans kind of place that they want to go. And then when they want more conversation, Full 60, we are able to kind of piece together some really great conversations since we have got three of us and kind of an outside perspective. So I'm letting you know, there's a lot of good fantasy football content you can get. So you want to dig deeper, go subscribe. Full 60 Fantasy Football and the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. So much football coverage, you just don't know what to do with it. When we come back in the next break, we're going to turn our attention over to baseball. There's a lot to cover. There's a wild, crazy Trevor Bauer stuff. We have got some injuries, and we got some other topics we're going to get to. So don't go anywhere. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, if you want a chance to win two tickets to a 2018 World Series game, go to dailyroto.com/DKMS and take a crack at playing free daily fantasy baseball. You can play every day. It's totally free. And the contests are sponsored by DKMS, who are looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. Every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer, and only 30% of all blood donor patients are able to find a compatible bone marrow donor in their family. So go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. Find out how you can help eradicate blood cancer and play free daily fantasy baseball with a shot at winning two tickets to a 2018 World Series game. I would love to do that, but I'm one of those people terrified to like have my blood checked. It's a very Bogman thing. Like, what? I just don't want to know like what's in my blood. Like, is there cancer? Is there diabetes? Is it, okay. Yeah, just like what's all wrong with me? Like, I know there's stuff wrong with me, and I'm like
a lot.
I'm like facing a lot of it head on, but I'm like kind of terrified of some of it. But you know, you hear the stuff with DKMS and you're like, well, maybe I need to be more of a human being.
Yeah, I mean, just get it done. It can't be that bad.
Yeah, come on. You can win like a couple World Series tickets. I want to do that. Can we do that?
Just have your blood taken, let them tell you all the horrible stuff that's wrong with you, and then go to the World Series.
Yeah. Would that work?
Yeah.
Would you be going because you won, or would you be going as like, you know, a last ride?
Either way.
Yeah.
Go to the World Series.
Make a wish. Yeah. They're like making a wish. I wish we did not have a baseball world. I wish I could snap my finger and get rid of Trevor Bauer. I'm done.
It would get rid of your snap would get rid of the douchiest of them. Is what?
Yeah,
you're
and there's a couple to talk about here. So we talked a little bit about this on the baseball podcast, and I don't want to go through the whole thing, but just you know, Trevor Bauer insinuates that the Astros are cheating. Insinuates that all of baseball is cheating, but he said he pretty much called out the Astros. Then he backtracked when all the players started annihilating him, and Alex Bregman called him Tyler and just murder bagged him. It was all great. Turns into this whole thing where Trevor Bauer, Secret Agent Bauer, is exposing Major League Baseball for the use of pine tar that pitchers are using on their pitch. You know, they're kind of like a spitball, and they're getting more RPMs.
What a crime.
Yeah, which was funny, though.
Inject the pine tar right into yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's not a greenie. But I saw somebody posted a picture of Lance McCullers, and they said, what's this on your shoe? And it is like clearly like Vaseline and pine tar on his shoe. And I was like, oh, boy. And it was one of those things that made me so mad because, like, Trevor Bauer was right. And I'm in 100% agreement. As much as I cannot stand his face and just everything that he's about, he's 100% right. I want a level playing field. I've always been, like, I've been the type of person that's like, I'm fine with steroids being, like, okay. But just make them good for everybody. And that was his point with his pine tar stuff, is just let me and everybody be comfortable using it if we want to use it. Instead, 60% of the guys are using it while the rest of us don't feel comfortable doing it, and they're getting a competitive advantage. But I said this to you, Bogman, this would be so much more well received if anybody but Trevor Bauer was like tackling this issue.
Just from anybody.
Almost anybody.
He's known as, anyone except for, like, Manny Ramirez. Like, he is the poster child for doing goofy, douchey, weird things. Like, it's really cool, the charity thing he's doing. And one of our guys that listens to the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast actually hit him up about the charity thing, because he's given money to 69 charities. Nice.
Yeah.
And he heard it on...
We helped.
Yeah.
If Trevor Bauer ever got mad at me, by the way, because I was sending some tweets, I got in a little tweet storm. I was kind of hoping I was going to get blocked by him, and he didn't block me. So I just don't matter.
Badge of honor.
Right. Yeah, it would have been a badge of honor, but through us talking about the whole thing and me hating on, because I hated Trevor Bauer before it was trendy, and you have to admit that, Bogman. I've hated Trevor Bauer for years.
Well,
and
I think Arizona Diamondback fans just fit in that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
I've never been a fan of Trevor Bauer.
But like, nationally, it's like popular to not like him, and like Twitter does it. But I've not liked him for years, regardless of the point. Is we were slamming him and just talking about the whole thing, and this listener heard, and he got picked in his charity. And I thought that was really cool. And I said on there, I was like, I'm so mad
that
Trevor Bauer
is doing something cool.
Yeah, and this is two things now that I agree with. And listen, Trevor Bauer, I want you to have the full scope of Trevor Bauer. This is Trevor Bauer. Like, listen to this and understand, this is the Trevor Bauer that, like, exists in the world. Right here. Shortly.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, Cigar on the mic. With the one and only
John
Wicked.
Cigar?
We just sit here and kick it.
Ooh, he might have been trash talking again.
Now here's a little look at how we grew up.
Oh, how'd you grow up, Trevor?
Back then was a diamond in the rough. Baby, growing up invisible, my life was sure tough. I'm gold now, cause I shine in all I do, like a 24-karat diamond ring for you. Yeah. But back then was a diamond in the rough. Baby, growing up invisible, my life was sure tough. I'm gold now, cause I shine in all I do, like a 24-karat diamond ring for you.
I was beaten up in school. I was bullied, called a fool. Now I got slobber on my feet because all the females want to drool. Swooning over me. Now they deem that I'm worthy. But these bees are so.
All right, I turned that off. I put a little remix in there with a couple.
Thought I'd heard that before. I don't think I have. That is awful.
You thought it was something that. You thought I was playing. He scrubbed the internet of his.
The one that hates against Diamondback fans?
And Miguel Montero when he called him out.
Yeah.
That's gone. That is like,
didn't Miguel Montero call him an effing a-hole?
Probably. I mean, he's not much better. This one is called Consummate for Sight. I mean, he's like,
God.
In the picture, he's got like a white hoodie on, and he's sitting with like his buddy, and they're sitting on like
white hoodie.
And by the way, this not that type of white hoodie.
Whoa.
Don't do that. Like a beige hoodie.
How's the point of that? That hoodie.
You know what's so great about it?
It's
actually a little too pointy, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
Does he not like other pitchers from other countries because
he took his job? No, it's fine.
Oh.
don't push it.
It took our jab.
What's so great about the picture, like, I actually want you to go search this. Just search Trevor Bauer rap on YouTube. He's literally probably sitting in the backyard of his family's house because there's just a big fence and it's a beautiful landscape yard, but he's trying to look tough. And you're probably sitting in like a $2 million house and he's like, let me tell you how it was. I'm so tough. Blah, blah. Shut up. Please shut up.
Oh, yeah. When he's sitting on this this siding right around a hot tub.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like they're about to get into the hot tub and have some daiquiris.
Seems real rough.
Real rough. Going to UCLA. I know it's really tough. I don't know. You know, I could appreciate one thing I do appreciate about him besides these other 2 points is he stays on brand. You know, he's a unlikable person. He changed his name on Twitter to Trevor quote Tyler Bauer. So I can appreciate that he accept that stuff. But he's also he's that person that's like, people don't like me because I tell the truth. Because I tell them how it is. And it's like, well, you're the worst because you do that. That's why. Nobody likes you because you're an a-hole.
So, yeah, I mean, this situation with the pine tar is the turd in a punch bowl type of thing, right? So everybody's doing it, we got a turd in a punch bowl.
Well, baseball hates it because they're like, oh, you're blowing up our spot.
Well, I mean, he is right about this. Like, just 100%. Let the guys use pine tar or let them not use pine tar.
Or, yeah, or enforce it or enforce that they can't use it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm on board with that. But, like, to be a little mealy-mouthed, tattletale jerk-off, you know, I am sick of his stuff. I cannot stand this dude.
Okay.
I'm done with it.
So here's a question, though. Is he worse than Matt Harvey?
Ooh.
Who is more unlikable? Is that a question? Well, should I ask that question on Twitter?
No, this is easy. Matt Harvey's way more unlikable. At least Trevor Bauer will go out there and perform once in a while.
I'm going to write, who is more unlikable? I need to.
No, this is the poll.
This is the poll. This is happening. Matt Harvey or Trevor Bauer? Because Matt Harvey, now did you see this? I forgot to at you on it, so you'll have to go find it. There was a report, a reporter went out and did this, or asked Mickey Callaway, I think it was Mickey Callaway, or maybe it was a pitching coach, asked, you know, what do you think about reports of Matt Harvey out clubbing before, you know, the game? He's out late before the day's next game. And he said something, I'm obviously paraphrasing at the worst possible way. He said something along the lines of like, if it were something that we didn't expect from a person like that, then we would be disappointed. But let's just say this is not unexpected. I mean, he called out Matt Harvey.
I mean, that's not even calling him out. That's just saying basically you're like, you're almost done here. You know,
he is done in New York. That no one has needed a change of scenery in the Mets need to wash their hands of Matt Harvey. 100%. That guy is so in my eye, he is so unbelievable that you're a major league player and he is so surly. He's not talking to reporters. He's telling them to F off because he doesn't want to talk because he's in the bullpen because he sucks.
Yeah, maybe take some ownership of how bad you've been. You know, he got hurt. Maybe the injury is just still really affecting him. But what we want to see, what people want to see, I mean, I'm not even a Mets fan, so I don't really give a crap. I have zero shares of Harvey. I didn't have him in any dynasty stuff because the Welsh took him in every spot available.
I had him I had him one or two places a couple years ago. I have washed my hands of all of those shares.
Right, because why wouldn't you? You know, what we want to see is a guy that is performing terribly. We want to see you put your best foot forward on and off the field. We want you to be watching film. We want you to be looking at scouting reports. We want to see you talking with pitching coaches on how you can get better. We don't want to see you clubbing in LA when the rest of your team is on the way to San Francisco or San Diego, wherever the hell they're going. So we want to see you working hard at your craft, not working hard at getting, you know, some sevens to come back to your hotel room.
I think I might.
Can get tens anymore, right? He's out of tens range.
Nah, you're a professional athlete. You can still get tens.
You're right.
You got that Amex black card. You can get tens.
That's true.
Yeah. So he's still gonna get tens. I think Matt Harvey might be more unlikable than Trevor Bauer. I'm actually
not close to me.
You know, because like Bauer is.
Hey, look, at least Trevor Bauer tells it like it is. Okay? Yeah.
Well, Trevor Bauer is like, he's this Asperger, like, socially awkward person that doesn't know how to coexist with people.
He's like if Zach Greinke talked.
Yes. Oh, great point. He 100%. Yeah, he's like a, yeah, it's like a wart off of Zach Greinke's arm. Matt Harvey is just like, he's like a 24-year-old that still goes and shows up at the high school with the Letterman jacket and is just all like, right, yo,
all
bro.
Right, all right.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, yeah. Keep getting younger. Like, he can't accept his lot in life, and he's going to be the guy. He may have been the, what am I trying to say? The prom king and the quarterback of the, you know, the team. But now he's a burnout, you know, 25-year-old burnout.
Still really wishes it was 1989.
It's all he's got. It's all he's got anymore. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there are Matt Harvey is the worst. I mean, what would you rather do? Would you rather pay Matt Harvey's contract or keep the end of Dexter? He's worse than Dexter.
I mean, the Dexter ending was one of the worst.
I can't think of anything worse than Dexter. Matt Harvey might be worse than him.
Matt Harvey is worse than the Dexter ending. You're right. You are right. I can't even deny it. And anyone that's seen the Dexter ending, you know how serious we're talking now.
Yeah, this, I mean, we're getting into real business here.
Yeah, no, so, that's a great point.
What's worse, Matt Harvey or my attempt at a diet?
I mean, your attempt at a diet is...
Let's get real here.
It's like... I mean, you did try, though. I'm gonna.
I went hard for 3 weeks, which is more than this idiot's
you're
done.
Right. I'm gonna say Matt Harvey is worse. I was about to say your diet, but no, you did go at it real hard for 3 weeks, and then you pulled a Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey has pulled a Matt Harvey the whole time.
And then everyone's losing weight, and I'm doing my version of Matt Harvey, which is go to Whataburger.
Yeah, so. That's totally. I mean, you and Matt Harvey would get along great.
Hey man, let's give up on all of our teammates and go eat Whataburger, man.
That'll be great, man. Give it all up. Any more what's worse?
What's worse?
I'm saying any more what's worse.
I don't know. Do you see Matt Hart or Yengervis Solarte? Did you see his face plant the other day?
I didn't.
Dude, you need to go to Twitter immediately and look it up. So and tell me how it's I've seen a lot of faceplants in baseball.
I'm going to just type
this in
this
is plant. The worst one I have ever seen, and it is not close. I mean, this dude's going to have scratches on his face for like months and months. Like his nose went straight in the ground. He looked like a plane.
I'm looking for it. I don't see it.
Find it.
I'm trying to find it here.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I am. Solarte Fall, maybe? I put
face plant.
I put in face plant and it didn't pop up.
I can't
up
believe there. It didn't come up under just Solarte. No. By the way, looking at the poll real quick, just so everybody gets the sense, Matt Harvey is winning 61-39% right now.
He's winning. He's more unlikable.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. In the unlikable challenge, he is. Dude, I'm looking just Solarte face. Do that.
Okay, but by the way, I have to say, worst take of all time, our guy FSWA, Fantasy Sports Addicts, says, quote tweeted me, I love them both personally. I mean, that's just...
you would.
That's the worst take of all time. What did you say to me?
Solarte face.
Okay, Solarte face. Hey, why don't you...
thing that came
here
up.
Here it is. I'm looking. Okay, he's running. He's running, and... I need to watch. Okay, here he goes. He's tagging up. He's running. And... Oh, and that's the dirt. Yummy, yummy. Mmm.
Oh, I mean, just... Mm. That's bad.
They're showing up. There's a still shot I'm looking at. And he has...
He's got a big Band-Aid right where his mustache used to be.
Oh, I was about to say, it looked like a dirt mustache. It looked like what he has is a freaking dirt mustache. Boy, oh, there's a slow motion.
By the way, he hit a walk-off bomb in that game and then hit a bomb in the next part of the doubleheader. Boy. So he may need to faceplant a couple more times.
I don't know. Maybe. I wish Matt Harvey and Trevor Bauer both faceplant. That's what I would like. All right. Well, that's the end of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about more baseball, and we're actually, I want to relive this this poll, see where it's at. Ooh, we got some, we're getting some takes on it too. People are invested in here, so we'll tell you who is more unlikable. Twitter is weighing in, and we'll weigh in on the takes, we'll weigh in on the polls, and we'll talk to you about some more stuff. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. We'll be back.